Next, we have an update on a different kind of trade restriction in Seattle. A local law forbids taxi drivers from doing business unless they dress a certain way. And that's a problem for the taxi driver who dresses like Elvis. He gave a ride to reporter Harriet Baskus.
It all began on Halloween night 3 years ago when cab driver Dave Groh dressed up as Elvis for Halloween. His passengers loved it, so he planned to do it again for Halloween 2001.
And I was already growing out my hair and sideburns towards that end when the 9/11 attack happened. And I was pretty shook up by that.
So were his passengers, says Groh. So to lighten things up, and he says to show his patriotism, the 6'2", 37-year-old former dance instructor switched from his regular cab driving duds to sequin-studded Elvis-style jumpsuits.
Putting an American flag in the back window was a nice patriotic way of showing support for America. But what's more patriotic than Elvis Presley? I mean, the 1973 Aloha from Hawaii concert, he wore the white jumpsuit with the red, white, and blue eagles on it. And I don't think you're going to find a more recognizable, you know, American for around the world.
Groh dyed his hair black, bought a pair of aviator-style glasses, and became Cab Elvis full-time. A couple of people have refused to get in his cab over the past few years, Groh says, but for the most part, he's been thrilling folks like tourists Suzanne and Arvid Munson.
Wow. Well, I've always envied you, you know, and everything like that, but I never thought I'd ride with you.
And the Munsons probably never thought they'd be ending their night out singing Elvis songs with Cab Elvis.
I'm proud to say that she's my buddy bunch. I'm all shook up.
But while Cab Elvis may inspire riders, the city of Seattle is not amused. Apparently, Groh is violating a 7-year-old city ordinance that says cab drivers must follow a dress code. The city-approved uniform for his cab company is a blue shirt and black pants. Groh got a $60 fine when a city inspector caught him wearing his red Elvis jumpsuit. Groh appealed that fine and lost. Now he's suing the city, arguing that the dress code infringes on his constitutional right to make people happy. City attorneys say they can't talk about the case due to the pending litigation. But City Councilor Richard Conlon says he's trying to defuse the situation by proposing a change in the city ordinance that would allow taxi drivers to wear costumes.
I think that's appealing to visitors, and I think it's a good image for the city of Seattle to have.
Free Elvis bumper stickers have been sprouting up on cars and lampposts around town, so it seems that Cab Elvis's case is gaining local support, not only from cab riders, but also from fellow cab drivers like Austin Kibbe.
I'm glad that the person who finally figured out some way to get to knock a chink in the armor of this absurdity works for my company. Last person to tell me how to dress was my mother. You know?
Dave Groh's court hearing is scheduled for December, and he says if the city amends the cab driver dress code, he'll happily drop his lawsuit and put on his jumpsuit. Until then, he'll cruise for fares wearing a blue shirt and black pants and a cape with sequins. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskus in Seattle.